It's Yom Kippur, so I feel like I need to say, I'm sorry. Not because today is the Day of Atonement, but because today is a fasting day, and many of you are probably hungry. And my final sermon, this Yom Kippur, as the day is coming to a close, is about food. So I'm sorry for raising the subject, while some probably can't think of anything else. Perhaps, though, that makes it particularly timely. Jews love food. Everything is better with food. My mom shared with me her strategy for having people over for dinner. First, figure out how many people are coming. Then assume everyone will eat a lot. And then multiply that amount of food by two. She learned this lesson as she was hosting one of her first dinners after marrying my dad, when one of the guests asked for seconds, and there were none. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that story. So twice the amount of one generous helping per person. That is the minimum amount to put out. The old joke about Jewish holidays is that they're all essentially the same. They tried to kill us. We're still here. Let's eat. Hanukkah? The Greeks tried to rid the world of Judaism. The Maccabees stopped them. Have some latkes and donuts to celebrate. Purim? Boo Haman! He's gone, Esther and Mordecai saved the day. The only question left is, do you prefer apricot or poppy seed hamantaschen? As though poppy seed hamantaschen could ever be considered as good as apricot. Passover? Pharaoh came after us. We're here, he isn't. Pass the gefilte fish, please. And it's not just the once-a-year festivals. Shabbat, our weekly time of rest, is perhaps best observed with a big dinner. In addition to services at the synagogue, of course. In fact, one of the things that the rabbi said we should do to celebrate Shabbat is to have an entire extra meal. Normally eat two meals a day, which was common many centuries ago? Well, on Shabbat, have a third. And it's not just food. For many, wine is a big part of it, too. When we say Kiddush on Shabbat or a festival, what we are doing is saying that the day is special or holy. And to show how special it is, we need a symbol. What's the most special thing we can find to be that symbol? Something worthy of the specialness of Shabbat or the festival? Wine, or some other appropriate celebratory drink. Even back in temple times, God was worshipped by offering food. That is, animal sacrifices. Some say the sacrifices were chosen simply because they were valuable. They were, but there are lots of other valuable things. We didn't offer gold on the altar. We didn't burn down valuable buildings as a sacrifice to God. We went out of our way to say that human sacrifice was inappropriate. Only kosher, fit-to-eat offerings were acceptable. Perhaps the Jewish way to say, I love you, to God or anyone else, is with food. It's not just a religious thing, either. I have to say that I did not realize it before I moved here, but Britain's national dish, fish and chips, was introduced by Jews. The very first fish and chip shop in London was opened in the 1860s by Joseph Malan, who served fish fried in the Jewish fashion. Food and drink is so central to Jewish practice that some Jews say they are not Reform Jews or Orthodox Jews, but rather they are gastronomic Jews. Yet here we are, the holiest day of the year, and we are fasting. Why fast on the holiest day of the year in a tradition that almost always has plenty of food to go around? Perhaps it is to show that food is not everything. Food is important, but we don't worship it. We worship God. Fasting on Yom Kippur is a reminder that the most important things are not our immediate hungers and desires, but the eternal values associated with God and Torah, repentance, charity, and prayer. We spend much of our life working to make sure that our immediate needs are met, and they are needs. But that doesn't always give us a lot of time to think about things that might not be immediate, but are no less important. How can we be better people? How can we improve? How can we contribute to the well-being of others? How can we be closer to God? By insisting that we can go an entire day without tending to our immediate desires, give us the opportunity to focus on these other important things. While food might not be everything, though, today's fast is the exception. Judaism really is a culture that loves its food. If anything, fasting just makes us appreciate that even more. The old saying is that absence makes the heart grow fonder. Right now, I am very fond of food. Today, though, we only go without food for a day. Many people go much longer than that without having their basic needs met. Their suffering is not self-chosen for a finite period of time, but something indefinite, and definitely not by choice. For those people, they may go hungry from lack of food, but they may have all the food in the world and still be hungry for something that we regularly take for granted. Perhaps they're going without their health. So many healthy people take it for granted, yet so many find themselves, suddenly or not suddenly, not well. Or perhaps their indefinite, unchosen fast is not having people to love and share their lives with. They hunger for companionship. Whatever it is, fasting can help to spark empathy. Yom Kippur is meant to transform. If its fast can help raise our awareness and our caring just a bit, then it has succeeded. After all, this is the lesson from the prophet Isaiah. Is this the fast I have chosen? A day of self-affliction, bowing your head like a reed, and covering yourself with sackcloth and ashes? Is this what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the eternal? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To unlock the shackles of injustice, to loosen the ropes of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to tear every yoke apart. Surely it is to share your bread with the hungry, and to bring the homeless poor into your house. When you see the naked, to cover them, never withdrawing yourself from your own kin. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall quickly blossom. And your righteous one will walk before you. The glory of the Eternal will be your rear guard. Then when you call, the Eternal will answer. When you cry, God will say, Hineni, here I am. If you remove lawlessness from your midst, the pointing finger, the malicious word, if you give yourself to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall shine in the darkness, and your night become bright as noon. The Eternal will guide you as always, filling your throat in parched lands, and renewing your body strength. You shall be like a garden overflowing with water, like a spring that never fails. God does not want a self-serving, self-satisfying fast, so that we can walk away afterwards and say, mission accomplished. Rather, it is a fast that is meant to encourage us to help end the suffering of others, and thereby do God's work and bring God into the world. When we do God's work, then as Isaiah said, God can say, Hineni, here I am. Soon, Yom Kippur and its fast will come to a close. May the lessons that it taught and the feelings that it evoked stay with us in the new year. May this year come to be one filled with goodness. Amen. Gemar Tov.